From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
If it's a burden this year, it'll be 59 going into next year. You know, so that, I don't think that was a burden. I mean, our guys played hard. I mean, they played real hard. I mean, like I said, we were close. And, you know, the Marlins took it from us. I mean, that's, you know, simple as that.
We fought like no other teams I've ever been on has fought this last month and a half of the season. Playoffs, comeback victories. Biggest hearts in baseball that I play with, and doesn't get any sweeter than this.
Growing up in Boston, your whole life you watch them. They always almost make it. Beginning of the season was strong, and then they always break down. So you use the heartbreak.
To come here and play against the Red Sox and play them 26 times and beat our rival like we did, it couldn't be more satisfying. This has to be the sweetest taste of all for me. They never quit.
لما سمعنا صوت الانفجار صفت عندنا سيارة نجد منها النسوان.
And I was running toward. I was the first arrived where I saw half a body laid on his face. And another half a body, like 30 meters from the explosion.
We are shocked by this latest terrorist outrage. The United States government will investigate fully and work with the relevant authorities to bring to justice those responsible for this senseless and brutal attack.
Those who vote against this bill will be voting against supporting our men and women in the field. They're still in harm's way. There's too many people still being killed in Iraq. But they're being killed because there's too much confusion over there. There's not the ability to bring about the control we should have.
Reluctantly, yes. I will vote for it because I want to ensure that as we consider the needs of the troops in particular, that those needs are realized and can be addressed. But I think that there is ample cause for concern about the commitment of the $22 billion and our lack of success in getting the international community to help us.
The process has been difficult, but the outcome is a clear demonstration of the will of all the members of the Security Council to place the interests of the Iraqi people above all other considerations.
I think this is a great achievement for the entire Security Council to come together again in this manner. This is all about the Iraqi people. The President is pleased that everybody now understands that we are together on that mutual goal of helping the Iraqi people.